guys, this is Afi Pittman at authorofmyfaith.com, and I am your mentor for overcoming life, relationship, and professional challenges. And this is day 5, the last day of our Praying for Your Future Husband mini audio guide. And to close out this series, I want to talk to you about something that's very important, which is praying and asking God to shape you into the person that you are looking for. So yesterday, I shared with you my story on healing, my healing journey, and why that was important. But it wasn't just enough to heal. I actually had to go through a process to make sure that I was becoming the person that I am looking for. So this is where I got this concept from. I got it from a book by Andy Stanley called The New Rules of Love, Sex, and Dating. Among other things, he said that if you are a single Christian who wants to date for marriage, you need to be the person that you need to be the person that the person you're looking for is looking for. In other words, be who you are looking for. Be what you want. What that means is that, furthermore, you can't be a nickel looking for a dime. You can't ask for a man who's healthy and fit and you eat cheeseburgers every day and don't work out. It means that it's mighty selfish of you to demand that the man that you marry be loving and kind when you are unforgiving and mean. It means that it's worth it to allow God to work on you from the inside out so that you can be all that he created you to be, and that this will be what attracts a godly man who is right for you, in addition to you working on your character and being who you want to be. And put it this way, Andy put it this way in his book also. Say you're driving down the highway at 70 miles per hour. Can you see the eyes and faces of the people on the opposite side of the highway going in a different direction? And the answer is no. But you can see the eyes and faces of someone who is in the next lane, to you, headed in the same direction, even if you might be going 70 or 80 miles an hour. So he said that to make this point. The best way to become the person you're looking for, in addition to working on your character and healing and dealing with, you know, sin and demons and things like that, the best way to become the person that you're looking for is to live your life in a way that you know is pleasing to God. He said, run to the, I think there was a saying, either he put it in his book or I saw it somewhere, run as fast as you can after the Lord and marry the person that can keep up with you. And that goes on both sides. So what that means is be active in making a difference in your local community. Be active in your local community. Be consistent about it. Be a part of a faith-based community. Be a part of a faith-based community that allows you to grow. Seek a personal relationship with God every day. And sit before God and ask him to show you you every day. Ask him to show you ask him to show you who you are. Ask him to show you what you need to continue to work on. And you can't go wrong with that, because when you are actively living your life and living it in a way where you open yourself to meet men who are aligned with your lifestyle and your purpose and your values, then it becomes possible to meet and marry a man who is ultimately the right one for you. And again, I don't necessarily subscribe to the notion that there is one right person for everyone. I don't know that to be true. Maybe for some people, that's the way the Lord arranges it. It could be. But this is how you meet and marry the man who is right for you. Okay, ladies, so as I have been saying before, these prayers in this audio guide really are just a few of the prayer strategies that I personally use for my own dating for marriage success journey. And if you want all of my prayer strategies, make sure that you get your copy of my prayer guide for single Christian women. And you can also join us for the 4-week support group, where we'll be talking about Andy's book. Actually, we'll be talking about some more really great concepts. If you like the ones that I mentioned, I'm going to pull some of those out and also weave in some of my own lessons learned that I often teach other single Christian women in the Let's Talk About It community. So this is the end of this audio series, but you can stay connected to me. In fact, if you are a woman who needs a safe place to discuss your life, relationship, and professional challenges, I want you to stay connected to me. And here's how you can. First, make sure that you request to join the Let's Talk About It community Facebook page. And the link is going to be right below the audio that you're looking at on the screen. And I'll also have, it'll also be in today's email, the day five email. And second, if you want to talk to me directly, go to authorofmyfaith.com/join. I have 30 and 60 minute one-on-one mentorship sessions where we'll discover where it is that you're stuck, and we'll devise a strategy to get you unstuck and get you moving in the direction that you want to go so that you can meet your, or you can overcome your life, relationship, and professional challenges. And third, if you want to join us for our first four-week support group, where we will be talking specifically about dating strategies that work for today's Christian woman who's desiring marriage. We're going to be talking about all that in these 4 weeks, in this jam-packed 4 weeks. And you'll also have access to me. We'll have phone calls. You'll be able to email me and we'll talk. We'll talk about all of the issues that you are having, and we are going to get you moving in the right direction. So, all right, sis, it was a pleasure being with you for these past 5 days. I hope that you have learned something, and I hope to be connected with you in the future. So if you have life, relationship, or professional challenges that you need my help in overcoming, don't hesitate to reach out, and we will talk more.